So tonight, I'll be talking to you about stages of faith. Say with me, stages of faith. I'm going to talk to you about the three stages of faith, and the two stages are the most used by people. The third one, most don't use it. But the third one is the most dangerous, that if you use it and practice it, you will see results instantly. Now, these are stages of faith. Now, I want you to hear this. So you may have faith. Okay, so faith, if I may ask you a question, how many have faith here? You all raise up your hands. In the book of Mark chapter 9, there is a very interesting story about a man who had a child. And this child had a problem. And the problem was, the child had epilepsy, a spirit. Scripture calls it that this spirit attacked the child often. Whenever this spirit sees water and whenever this spirit sees fire, it will throw the child into the fire or it will throw the child into the water. Are you here? Say yes. And Jesus was at the prayer mountain. And when he was at the prayer mountain, he had gone with Peter, John, and James. And right there, scripture tells us that Elijah and Moses appeared. And we see scripture telling us that the disciples were casting a demon, and the demon was not coming out. Jesus came down from the mountain after meeting Elijah and Moses. And when he came, he was told of the story, how they tried to cast out a demon and the demon was not coming out. And these are disciples, these are apostles. I'm talking about people who were trying to cast out a demon and the demon wasn't coming out. So Jesus came closer and he asked the Father, he said, "Do you believe?" The Father said, "I believe." Jesus blamed the Father for not believing. He said, "You, faithless." Do you understand that word? Faithless. Now, the Father said, "But I believe. Help my unbelief." What that tells you, it tells you that though the Father thought he believed, he had not yet, his faith had not yet reached a point of birthing a miracle. The responsibility of the deliverance of the Son was not in the hands of the Son, but of the Father. Can I explain? So we have people right now with situations of their family members, of their businesses, projects. Listen, the responsibility, there is a certain stage of your believing that Jesus will say you are believing now. So faith has stages. And I want you to get this. This is very important. The first stage is called Emunah. Say Emunah. I want you to read the scripture in Psalm 18, verse 2.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Say with me, Emunah. Emunah. It simply means faith that believes. So in front of that word, I'm going to write faith that believes. This is believing. And unfortunately, most believers are stuck here where they're believing. So if you ask anyone else outside the church, ask them, even those who don't go to church, ask them, do you believe there is God? Either they will say they do. Am I talking to you? They believe there is God. I believe there is God. But they are in the world. They are not in church, but they also do believe. So therefore, this is the lowest stage. Because even people who are not in church, even those who are not saved, there are so many who believe there is God. So you may not boast on this faith. That's what the Bible says, let no one boast. So, emuna, it is when your faith believes. This is Hebrews 11 verse 1. This is where you begin to believe evidence of things not seen. Am I talking to you? You don't see God. You have got evidences of things not seen. Hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is where you have got faith, you believe. So you may be in church believing, say, I believe there is God. I believe God can work a miracle. I believe God can do this. I believe God can. So that is emuna, where your faith begins to believe. So you believe. But that is where a lot of believers are stuck with just believing. But believing, it is a first stage of faith. This is why so many people keep on saying, I've been believing God and nothing has happened. Because to them, believing ends on emuna, where they have got faith in God. They believe God is able to do. So that is the first stage. And I want you to hear this, because there's another stage from here. So the Hebrews 11:1 there, which most believers use, it's a good one because you need this level. But this is a level of believing, faith. Here you learn to believe. You have got evidences. Here miracles can happen. But you can't move mountains. You can't say in 2 weeks this will happen in my life and things happening. That's why Romans 12 verse 3, it says what?
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
You understand? All right, so faith is being measured. It's in stages. So it says, do not think yourself higher, as more than you ought to think. It says, do not think yourself, it says what? More highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each. So God deals to each according to the stage of faith. So he deals with you according to the level you're operating on. And the man said to Jesus, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I've never heard an English like that. I believe, help my unbelief. Which is which? So what does emuna do? So emuna says, I believe because God has spoken. I believe because it is written. I know because God said it. So you may actually believe because it is said, it is spoken. You believe it. But at this point, you do not move things. You have not reached a level. That's why scripture says God has dealt with you according to the stage you're operating at. So we have emuna, which means what? Faith that what? And we have hashak. Here, faith that clings. Now, what does it mean? I want you to understand something very important, because most believers do not know these things, how to operate properly. Listen to this. Do you know people who says, I belong to God? Here, faith is so much attached. You'll be worshiping, praying. Even if you find difficulties and problems, you don't want to be moved. You still what? You cling to what you believe. No one can move you. You believe. And this does not mean you are superior, because even people who are not in, who are not born again, who are not prophetic, in their traditional churches, they cling so much. You can't even move with them to what they believe. That is Hashak. But that does not move anything either. It just puts you at the right place with God, but it is not a place of birthing miracles and impossibilities. It is Hashak. It is faith that clings. So the fact that you are clinging on your faith, people have spoken bad things about this church. People have tried to discourage you. You are still here. That is Hashak. It is the faith that helps you to sustain you, to keep on moving. But that is not a level you can say, I'll say to a mountain, move, and the mountain will move. Is it a good level? It is. Because it sustains you. Do miracles happen here? They do. But according to your level. According to Romans 12, verse 3. God deals with you according to Hashak, according to Emuna. So the man, he had faith. He invited apostles to come to his house. That tells you the man had faith. If he didn't have faith, he wouldn't have called the disciples to come and deliver his son from epilepsy. The fact that he invited the disciples to come and deliver his son tells us a lot that he had faith. Am I talking to you? The man had what? He had faith. How would you call men of God to come to your house and spend the whole day and say, please deliver my son? And when they failed, he went to invite Jesus to come again. That tells you the man had faith. But no miracles happening. Am I speaking to you? Yes. And the disciples were facing what? A demon. That whenever it sees fire, it would throw the child into the fire. Whenever it sees water, it would throw the child into the water. When Jesus came, a demon just left. Because Jesus had just come from a mountain where he met Moses, who had the anointing of water. His name, Moses, means be taken out of water. The name Moses. Do you know that, right? The man Moses was able to point his finger on the water and the water would split. He had the anointing of water. And Elijah had the anointing of fire. And Jesus, after meeting these two, he comes down. And he meets a spirit of water and of fire. Sometimes it matters who you meet. Jesus just looked at a demon of water. This demon, it was a demon of water and a demon of what? And these spirits fought so much. Elijah and they fought so much Moses. And when Jesus met them, they didn't even stay. They left. And Peter said, how did you do this? Jesus said, prayer and fasting. He said what? Prayer. But did he pray?
No.
Ask him a question. Did he pray?
No.
When he met a demon, did he pray over a demon?
No.
But he was coming from what?
Prayer
and fasting. And what happened in the prayer and fasting? He met Moses and Elijah. Okay, say Hashak. The faith that what? Clings. Are you understanding? So the fact that you have got faith that is clinging, it doesn't mean that, oh, you are not unique. The Bible says, do not think yourself highly. It says, do not think yourself highly than you ought to think. Don't think yourself like, oh, I've been standing for 6 years. I have not. No, that is just Hashak. These two are platforms for the 31 to manifest. And unfortunately, you stop here. Let's open the scripture. Say, I'm here, prophet. So here, God touches you because of your devotion. Here you are devoted. If God heals you, he heals you because of your devotion. in Psalms 91, verse 14.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
He has set his love. The word is set his love. It is the word hashak. This is when you as a person, you set your love towards God. So the fact that you love God, you have set your love towards God. You have got this faith in you towards God because you have set your love. God says, because of this faith, I will deliver you. Much as you can be delivered, healed here. It is not the apex of faith. We are talking whereby you speak to a mountain, move. You speak to a blind person, eyes open. Am I talking to you? If your faith, if you would tell yourself to say, this is how I am, you are believing God for impossibilities, but yet you cannot speak to somebody who is sick, be healed. You are not yet believing. You are still in high school. I promise you. We are commanding everything that looks impossible to become possible right now. I say we are commanding every impossibility to become possibility. Yesterday, I wanted to pray for people. Remember I told you that we're going to do deliverance and we're going to pray? I stopped. God said, no, teach faith first. So I'm going to teach, because we're in a month of breakthrough, I'm going to teach faith today and on Friday. Then, boom, on Sunday, we can now do the program. You will see miracles. Don't wear your faith based on what you are clinging. No, even Muslims, they cling to their God. Even Jews cling to their God. Even Catholics cling to their God. Even you cling to your God. So clinging to your God does not put you special. It doesn't make you different. Like I've been believing, Papa. I've been praying since, shut up. You think you're the only one praying in the whole world? I've been praying. My father, I've been faithful. Shut up your mouth. You are just clinging. Because you have set your love. It is you setting your love towards God. Which is a good thing. And the Bible says because of that, God is going to deliver you. So these are miracles that happen because of your clinging. And there's a third level. This one. are you okay? Bitachoni. Or confidence. Complete confidence. Total confidence. Dependable. Say bitachoni. It comes from the word bitacha. Bitacha was a word which was being used in the military of Israel. They used to have one soldier. All soldiers in the ancient military, they would have one soldier who all soldiers were trusting. If you defeated that one, they were all running away. This is why they were all depending on Goliath. Say with me, Bitacha. This is when you have got a captain and you all depend on him. Do you see what happened? When Goliath was killed, what happened with his soldiers? Why? This is where you put complete confidence to say, we can't lose. They were all standing there. We can't lose. Yet they had somebody they were trusting. This is why in the Bible, the one they were trusting, they were making him a king. That's why Samuel anointed King Saul. He was not anointed for comfort. King Saul was going to the battle, and the man to walk in front and the soldiers behind was the king himself with a sword in the hand. You do not receive this anointing just for comfort. So the whole soldiers, all the soldiers were depending on Saul. And the Bible tells us how he fought the battles with a sword and won the battles. That's why David became a king, because the whole Israel were trusting upon him. If David would lose, the whole war ends there. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. So, bitacha, it means to trust, to put your confidence, to completely depend. To follow with trusting and having confidence. Now, the fact that you are clinging, the fact that you believe, it does not make you have confidence. Confidence is different. Listen, confidence is when I know that God is my rock. God is my fortress. Can you go to Psalms 27?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Now, I want us to read Bitacha, Bitachon. I want us to read how it speaks. Go ahead.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Stop there. So what is David saying? So David, he's saying, I have gone to a battlefield. But there at the battlefield, my Bitacha is the Lord. My captain is the Lord. Whom shall I fear? So soldiers would say, who shall we fear when they've got Goliath in front of them? But if your faith has not reached the point of having this type of confidence to say, whom shall I fear? What can I fear? It means your faith has not yet reached a point where mountains can move. If there are situations that stir you up, shake you up, if you still with their environments that can confuse you, you have not reached on Bitacha. Because at the Bitacha, here, God becomes your captain that you actually say, I cannot lose this battle because he's here. And it is not an occasional thing. It is a consistency thing. You are fully dependable. Read.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell.
Go ahead.
Though an army may encamp against me.
Now, are you singing the Bitacha? Though an what?
An army
may encamp against me.
My heart shall not fear.
Though war
may rise against me, in this I'll be confident.
That word confident is the word Bitacha. Now. Can you imagine where you are confident that this sickness in my body will come out? This is not just believing. This is tiring up. Wait, I'm talking to somebody?
Yes,
not, you know, not, I know one day God will heal me. I know that is Hashak. I know it is written. God says that is just believing evidence of things not seen. You are just believing. Confidence, it is when you actually know the outcome. You don't care what the report says. You know the outcome. Like how you hear me saying, I know I'm going to win this. Say Bitacha. Bitachon. This is complete what? Confidence. This is not just saying, I know, I believe it is written, hallelujah, it is written. No, this is it provokes the promises of God, the covenant, it provokes. While the first one, Emuna, it is covenantal love. Where you believe, I believe. So this faith You believe. You keep on believing. I believe God exists. I know God will do it. This is the first level. But it does not give you confidence. Continue reading. I want you to see this part. Though war. Can you imagine? Though an army. This man is talking about an army. He's saying if an army comes and surrounds his house, he will be confident.
My heart shall not fear.
Do you understand? He's talking about fear. Fear. I don't care what the tax people are talking about. I don't care what the bills are talking about. I don't care about the situation. I will not fear. Saruka bashanta kapa. Se bitacha. You have got somebody you rely. You are so dependent. You believe. This is beyond just saying, I have faith. Hallelujah. A miracle happened here. No, this is total. You have no fear. You have a situation around you. And you know, I know it will come out well. I know I have a champion. I know I have a captain. I know nothing will happen. This level of faith, very few have it. You. Are you understanding where we are talking about? An army? One gunshot outside your house. Boom. Hey. Say, Lord. In your hands. Forgive my sins today, I'm dying. David said, even if war may break. Do you understand what happened with him? Do you know where he wrote it? He was in a cave. When you study this chapter from the Hebrew context, he wrote this chapter. It is believed that he wrote this chapter when he was in a cave. That moment, he was surrounded by soldiers and the king himself saw. To make matters worse, the king entered the cave where he was. And he was doing toilet. The king was doing toilet in a cave where he was. And he's hunting for him. And he said, I will not be afraid. Though an army may surround me. The king, he's right there. And he could not see David right here. The king finished doing a toilet. Rose up like this. David is sitting there just looking at him like this. Not afraid. I got somebody in me. I have Bitacha. The king finished toilet and left the cave. Continued to look for David. David walked out and said, hey, king. You see this cloth? I cut it when you're doing toilet from your robe. If I wanted to kill you, I could have killed you. King said, forgive me, David. I'm very foolish. Come. The king hugged him and took him home for dinner and breakfast the following morning. Somebody says, I have confidence in God. This is beyond. Can you imagine where you are now thinking, maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe my family is supposed to be like that. Maybe this is. You have not, your faith has not yet boiled. You have not reached the boiling point. This is confidence where you know, I know this miracle is going to happen. It is not just believing. It isn't just trust. It is absolute confidence. Unshakable assurance. No doubt. Are you hearing me? At this point, even if circumstances may scream otherwise, but your faith, you're not just believing for a miracle to happen, but you have got confidence in He who's going to do it. This faith brings heaven down. David would say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is not just believing. That is confidence in someone. He says, I will not lack a thing. I will not lack anything. He prepares a table. You know, people who love food, when they hear the word he prepares a table, they always think The table he was talking about is food, you know. A table in diplomacy means boardrooms. You didn't hear me. There are boardrooms that God is preparing, positions, offices God is preparing in front of your enemies. Am I talking to you? You have no idea. God is preparing tables. When people say corridors of power, it doesn't mean that these corridors. No. It means, so when the Bible talks of tables, it may mean food. It may mean also what? Positions. So people who love food, they're like, ah, he prepares food for me in front of my enemies. No. It's a position. What David was talking about wasn't food. He was talking about God preparing positions, office. Some offices, people have no idea. People who are fighting, you have no idea. But one day you enter in offices you never thought you would enter. You sit on tables you never thought you would sit. You ask yourself a question, am I alive or I'm dreaming? And God will be doing that in the presence of your enemies. Because there are three types of miracles. Miracles which God do or he does in the absence of your enemies. Unfortunately, most of you want such type of miracles. One time I was asking God, why are people fighting me? He said, Stop worrying about people who hate you and who fight you. God took me to the scripture. He said it to me. He said, there are miracles. There's a certain type of eating. You need to be eating in front of your enemies. Ah, you didn't hear me. The problem is you don't want some tables come together with enemies. God packages them to come together with enemies to be watching. Like people hate me. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. People are fighting me. Me, I'm eating as my enemies are watching. Some tables come together with enemies to be watching. They should be talking as you are what? And as you are sitting. Some seats are reserved for people who must sit there as your enemies are watching. If you don't want those enemies, the table too would disappear. For many years now, I've been sitting on that table as my enemies. And they are punished like that. They come to be watching you sitting. The biggest punishment where they hate you, and yet you are given a table to be sitting, and they are there to be watching and to be talking as you are sitting. Whether there is a meal on that table, you will be eating as they are talking. Some tables we eat as our enemies are watching. God is going to do something upon your life. You will go to Dubai to eat as your enemies are watching. You'll be in the first class as your enemies are watching. So when God told me that, from that moment, I really don't care what somebody thinks about the major one. I care nothing. Think what you want to think. Me, I'm eating. And I'm sitting. Because these tables must come with you who hate me. Are you getting what I'm saying? So stop answering enemies. Focus on sitting on the table. And if there is a food on that table, focus on what? Eating. And go and sleep. Stop stressing. Why are they hating me? Why? Stop with that. Eat what's on your table. It is meant, it is packaged like that. Say, Bitacha. A table will be prepared for you. That situation of yours, don't worry, you are coming out. And do you see that mountain? You will be on top of that mountain. Whether somebody likes it or not. Do you know how I know? I have got full trust total trust in the captain. Continue reading it. Continue reading. It says, though war may break, an army may encamp against me.
Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I'll be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion.
That is total. That's not just believing. That's confidence. Can you imagine having that confidence to say, in time of trouble, he will hide me? Continue reading.
In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
Imagine. Somebody say, I'll be put high. Now, the word he used is the word set. See?
For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high just upon the rock.
Do you know, if you're reading that scripture, it says set. Do you know that word is set? You need to stop there and ask yourself, what does it mean to set? To set. When somebody say you are setting me up. When you're dealing with the settings in your phone. Do you understand where God goes and then he sets you on top of a rock? Now, you are praying to be above. And this man is having confidence. He's saying, God will put me there. This is not just believing. This is where now it has moved from believing. It has gone to clinging. And from clinging, it has now gone to what? To confidence. Here, you have got so much confidence. So much. You actually know in the car what they're talking about. He said, are you aware this is going to happen? You say, woo. Say, you say, you don't know me. So what are you depending on? Say, just wait and see. What are you saying? Say, just wait and what? Where are you getting the confidence? What? He said, just wait. And boom, say, we thought that woman would be finished. They say, you have bought another Range Rover. Before they know it, another Mercedes.
I see.
Say, but with you, how your life was, with how things had closed, how are these things happening? Say, you have no idea. I've got somebody I trust upon. This one, you have got confidence. It's confidence. You're going to see this as I'm going to teach you the three levels of Bitacha. Now, I want you to have confidence, and I want you to know this. If God called you, and you are facing so many obstacles in your ministry and in your calling, I want you to know this. Those obstacles are too small. You have a master. He will take you. He will put you where he said he will put you.
Amen.
Have this confidence. Have this confidence. Nothing will stop you. The journey you have started, some of you, the journey you have started, no one will stop you. Because God is your rear guard. The difference between the people in the Old Testament, in the Bible, and the people of this generation is that when in the Old Testament, when things are getting worse, that was the moment they believed God more. And they had confidence in God, not just believing. They had confidence. Do you know believing and confidence are different? Do you know believing and confidence are different things? If you find a person in a wheelchair and you say, I have prayed for you, I believe you'll be healed. And where you say, stand up and walk. Where there is confidence, tell me. There are two different things. You may believe confidence is different. May God bless you all.